Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is house. H-O-U-S-E.
Really?
You bet your life! The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, the Queen of the May. Well, here I am again with $5,500 for one of our couples, George. It's a lot of money, huh?
Sure is. Groucho, the first contestants to try.
Groucho is not the first contestant.
No. The first contestants to try.
If I was a contestant, I'd be standing over there and you'd be sitting here.
I wish you were. The first contestants.
And you're not alone either, George.
What I was getting at.
You're drunk with power, Sam.
The first contestants to try for the $5,500 question tonight were selected from our studio audience just before we went on the air.
How interesting.
And here they come right now, Mr. Irving Humphrey and Miss Evelyn D. Smith. Come in and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mr. Irving Humphrey and Miss Evelyn Smith, eh? Mr. Humphrey, where are you from?
Philadelphia, originally. West Philadelphia.
West Philadelphia, yes. Is that Philadelphia?
Yes, it is. West of the river.
I see, huh? Did you have many a scrapple there in Philadelphia?
Pepper pot soup.
Pepper pot soup, I see. And are you married?
Yes, I am.
I see. Miss Evelyn Smith, is that right?
My name is not Smith. It's D. Smith.
Oh, it's D. Smith, huh? Yes. How do you spell it?
D apostrophe S. Smith. D apostrophe Smith.
Evelyn, let's not be so formal. I'll call you Mr. Smith, huh?
All right.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm a double.
Suppose I'm slipping. I should have noticed it right away. What kind of a double? Double Dynamite or Double Trouble? By the way, did you see Double Dynamite, the movie I was in with Jane Russell?
Not as yet.
Well, you ought to see. It's playing around. You ought to see. It's pretty good.
All right.
Don't forget now.
No, I shan't.
Meet you in the balcony. Now, what kind of trouble do you get into, Evelyn?
No, I'm a motion picture stunt girl double.
You don't look stunted.
I do all the fighting and the falling off cliffs and turning over cars and crashing planes and driving motorcycles and all the stunts and...
Do you remember your first stunt?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Well, it was for a picture called Torpedo Boat. I had to crash this speedboat into rocks. And
real rocks?
Real rocks, just down at Cabrillo Beach. And so this was my first job, and I wanted to make a good impression, so I really crashed the boat, and it threw me in onto the sand.
I crashed a party the other night. I never crashed a boat. It threw you into the sand?
Threw me in the sand. I broke two ribs on my first job.
Is that so? Well, what happened? Did they send for a doctor?
No, they stood around and shook hands and congratulated themselves on getting such a good shot.
That's those Hollywood directors, kindly, thoughtful, and solicitous. Well, tell us some more about your work. You must have had a lot of unusual experiences.
Well, I can remember one time when I drowned 12 times for Betty Davis in Stolen Life.
And what was Betty doing while you were drowning for her?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think she was having her picture taken, getting artificial respiration.
While you were drowning. Well, if one of your stars should happen to expect the stalk someday, my advice to you is keep away from the hospital. Well, I better talk to you for a while, I think. Mr. Humphrey, you certainly have an interesting occupation. What is it?
I'm a tree surgeon.
Well, tell me, Doc, are you in practice for yourself, or do you just have a branch office somewhere?
No, I have my own business. I do business under the name of Humphrey Tree Surgery.
I see. Well, how do you get your customers when the trees want you? Do they just wave a limb at you? Or...
No, we have our ordinary customers, but once in a while we get emergency calls.
You emergency calls? You mean an old tree calls at 3 in the morning and says, hurry, Doc, we're expecting a little acorn? Why, a tree could go nuts under those conditions. What kind of emergencies can a tree possibly have?
Well, when we have windstorms, rainstorms, whatnot, it usually blows over trees and they lean against wires or buildings and they have to be removed and taken care of.
Suppose this patient is in a bad way. What do you do? Do you give it penicillin?
No, usually we cut it up for firewood.
That's a nice way to treat a patient. Certainly made a fuel out of him. Well, I'd like to talk to you two some more, but now I want to give you a chance to earn some money, real money. In just 1 minute, you're going to play your bet your life for a chance at the $5,500 question. But first, I want you to pay close attention to this.
Take the five-mile trial.
Take the five-mile trial.
Your DeSoto Plymouth dealer invites you to take the five-mile trial in a new DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the DeSoto Power Master 6. He wants you to get behind the wheel yourself so you can actually feel the surging power of the exciting new 160-horsepower Fire Dome V8 engine that gives you more power from every drop of gas. Yes, acceleration and power you've never known before, and on regular gasoline. In your five-mile trial, you'll learn what DeSoto full power steering means. Not partial, but full power steering that works for you all the time. When you're parking, even when your car is at an absolute standstill, DeSoto full power steering lets you turn the wheel with one finger. You'll discover new power brakes, Oraflow shock absorbers, and a host of other exciting features that make the new DeSoto the greatest value on the road today. So stop in at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers and ask to take the five-mile trial in either the mighty new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the handsome new DeSoto Power Master 6. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. George, explain the rules, George.
All right. You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $5,500 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Now, here we go. Let's see how high you can build your $20. From our list of 20 categories, you selected Western Tunes as your category. Now, here's your first question. How much will you bet?
1975.
Good.
1975, huh? You've been watching this show. What is the name of this Western melody? Play it, Jerry.
Wagon Wheels.
What is
wagon
it?
Wagon Wheels.
Wagon Wheels is right.
Well, you're on your way.
Only a tree surgeon with no wagon wheels.
You're on your way. You have $39.75.
Remember, you're going for $5,500 tonight. Now, how much of the $39.75 are you going to try?
39.
Give me the title of this song. Well, 39?
50.
How much?
39.50.
39.50. All right. Give me the title of this song. Play, Mr. Fielding. Twilight on the Trail is right.
You now have $79.25.
And here's your third question. How much are you going to bet?
79.
79. Let's see if you can identify this one. Okay, Jerry.
Red River Valley
is right.
To $158.25.
And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are you going to bet?
$158.
What is the name of this song?
Last Round Up.
Last Round Up is right. Play that.
Again, a big kick. But you still wind up with $316.25.
That ain't hay.
That's right.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Thank you.
Groucho, we invited some beauty operators to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Roberta Tate. Her partner is a housewife, Mrs. Teddy Rochers. Ladies, meet Groucho Marx. You're right here.
How do you do?
Yes. Welcome, girls, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Miss Roberta Tate and Mrs. Teddy Rochers, where are you from, Roberta?
Oh, I'm a native.
You native what? Native son?
Native daughter.
Oh, you're a girl, huh?
It's amazing.
Yes. Well, it isn't amazing, but it's certainly amusing. You're a beauty operator?
That's right.
Well, so am I. Just show me a beauty and I'll start operating. You know? Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Now you're talking, kid. I'll start operating right after the show. Well, what are some of today's popular hairstyles? Could you bring me up to date?
Yes. I think that one of the most popular today is the poodle hairstyle.
What's a poodle? Is that when it rains, you mean? You step into a poodle? What are some of the other popular hairdos these days?
Well, there's another one that's been quite popular, and that is the horse's tail.
Well, that's just at the racetrack, isn't it? What's a horse's tail? What does that consist of?
Well, a horse's tail is, again, an adaptation, and it is where the hair is smooth and sleek, drawn back, and tied with a ribbon or a band, and the hair hangs down the back, very similar to a horse's tail.
Well, do you have to whinny when you wear that?
No, fortunately not.
No, you don't, huh?
Fortunately not.
What's considered the smartest haircut, a poodle or a horse's tail?
Well, there aren't near as many horse's tails as there are poodles.
Obviously, you haven't been around Beverly Hills very often. Mrs. Teddy Roaches, eh? How'd you ever get a name like Teddy?
Oh, my uncle was a personal friend of Teddy Roosevelt, and I presume they wanted another boy because that's what they named me.
And you got the name because he was an admirer of Teddy, is that
it? Oh, sure, was a good friend of his.
Mm-hmm. Where were you born, Teddy?
Well, that's very complicated.
Well, it usually is. Nobody has it easy these days, Teddy.
Well, unusual.
Life is grim right from the beginning.
See, before I was born, I lived in San Francisco.
Before you were born?
And after I was born...
Many people prefer it that way.
And after I was born, I still lived in San Francisco.
But now, just a moment. How did you know you were in San Francisco if you weren't born yet?
But I know. My mother went for a trip, and she told me. So she went for a trip to Europe. And she missed the boat. The engine was broken or something, so she couldn't come back.
Your mother's engine was broken?
The boat.
The boat's engine was broken, and you were in Frisco, and you weren't born yet?
No. So in between, you see the two San Francisco stays. Well, I was born in Paris.
Well, that's clear enough for anybody but me. Well, judging from your accent, Teddy, you must have remained in France. Did you just get over here recently?
Oh, no, I was 2 weeks old when I came back.
Was your mother with you at the time?
Oh, sure.
Well, that's Paris for you. It's amazing what you can pick up there in 2 weeks. Now, come clean now. You just didn't get an accent from spending 2 weeks in France. What happened?
Oh, no, I went back there. When I was 5 years old, I went back to Paris, you see. Mm-hmm. And I went to the...
You didn't like Frisco? Or San Francisco?
Oh, yes, I did. But you see, when I was 5 years old, I just didn't have any...
You had no choice
in the matter.
Well, what do you know? Are you French or American?
Oh, I'm an American.
Uh-huh.
You see, my great-great-grandfather came here when in 1705.
Oh, it wasn't Lafayette, was it?
Oh, no.
How did you meet your husband, Mrs. Roaches?
Well, I went to take a friend of mine to the boat in Marseille.
This is when you were 2 weeks old?
Oh, no. That was after the war, after the First World War.
Oh, that's right, there were two.
And then I got lost. I got lost in the among all the ships on the quay, you know. And then my husband came along and rescued me.
You weren't married yet, and he was your husband?
Oh, well, I mean my future husband.
Oh.
No, I tried very hard to get away from him, you see. After he'd known me a week, he wanted to marry me. And I didn't want to because I had four other fellows who wanted to marry me at the same time.
So you must have been pretty hot stuff, huh, Teddy?
I don't know why they are.
You don't know why these four fellows were chasing you? Well, if we had more time, I could probably explain it to you, Teddy. Those French are pretty naive, aren't they? Well, this has been most interesting. And since we've mentioned beauty tonight, my advice to you is to see the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8, because it certainly is a beauty. And I know because I'm driving one. Now, you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $5,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The tree surgeon and his partner won $316.25, and the secret word is house.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected songs associated with famous vocalists. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$19.50.
Okay.
$19.50. Who made famous the song Over the Rainbow?
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland is right.
And you're on your way. You have $39.50.
All right. Remember, you're going for $5,500 tonight. How much of your $39.50 you're going to bet?
How much would you like to bet?
$39.
$39. All right. Who made famous the song When My Baby Smiles at Me? If you don't know, take a guess.
No, I know. Ted Lewis.
All right, that's right, Ted Lewis. Now,
you have $78.50.
All right, here's your third question. How much are you going to bet? You have $78.50.
$78.
All right, $78. Who made famous the song Thanks for the Memory?
I know, too.
Come on, kids. Take a stab. You don't know.
Kate Smith.
Oh,
about it anyway.
Sorry, it's Bob Hope.
Oh, horrible.
You now have 50 cents.
Oh, that's a shame. This is your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 50 cents are you going to risk?
All
of it.
All right.
All right. Who made famous the song When the Blue of the Night?
Oh. That's a good gamble because I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
I don't.
It's Bing Crosby. Well, I'm sorry, but nobody leaves here with less than $25. I'm going to give you this one question. Get it right, and we'll bring your winnings up to $25. You ready? Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
Couldn't have been Grant.
General Grant is right. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We have a grandfather and a high school boy for you now, Groucho. Mr. George Bartlett and Mr. Billy Compter, come in and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and you'll win $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Grandfather and a high school boy, eh? Which one is the high school boy?
I am.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Billy Compter.
Well, I'm glad to know you. Then this is Mr. Bartlett, huh?
You're right.
George Bartlett, huh? Billy, how old are you?
17.
And what is your age, Mr. Butler?
Oh, I'm only 91.
Really? Got a grip like Jack Dempsey. 91. I thought he was 60. You said you don't look it. Where are you from, Billy?
Philadelphia.
West Philadelphia?
No, I'm from any part of Philadelphia.
Oh, I see. Well, that's quite a trick, huh? Why are you from Philadelphia, Billy? Do you know?
Well, there's something about it. My parents live there for one thing. And I guess
just
that's,
for one thing?
That's pretty necessary. If they live there, then I live here.
I see, huh? And you were an accessory to the crime, is that it?
It was a horrible one.
I don't think so. I think you're a fine-looking lad.
Thank you. I think you are, too.
Yes, but I'm telling the truth. Mr. Bartlett, what's your hometown?
Vineland, New Jersey.
Where?
Vineland, New Jersey.
Vineland, New Jersey.
Yep.
That's near Atlantic City, isn't it?
Down along that line, yes.
Uh-huh. You're a grandpappy?
Oh, only 15 children, grandchildren.
Is that so? 15 grandchildren, huh? On a dead man's chest, huh? How'd you happen to get so many grandchildren? Were you working in the vineyard?
I have 6 children, and, you know, they all got married, and you know what happens after that.
Frankly, I don't, but I'd be willing to listen to it. What sort of work do your children do?
Oh, they're all doctors.
They're all doctors?
All doctors.
No wonder you're so healthy looking.
Thank you.
You don't look like you ever had a sick day in your life.
Well,
did you?
I was given up to die some few years ago. I was quite ill, and the doctors gave me 3 days to live.
The doctors gave you 3 days to live? How long ago was this?
This is 53 years ago.
Well, for a doctor, that's a pretty accurate diagnosis. If there are any doctors listening, I'm only kidding. Now, Mr. Bartlett, to what do you attribute your phenomenal recovery?
California climate, principally.
More liars on this show tonight than we've had in years. What are some of the jobs you've held during your career, Mr. Bartlett?
Well, I started out kind of young, selling newspapers on the street right after the Civil War. And shortly after I had been selling the papers for a while, the people in the office thought that I would make a pretty good devil. And so they gave me a position as printer's devil. I worked there for a while, and finally I graduated from there and went to college. After I got through college, I went to work for a General Electric Company, where I was made the chief consulting engineer. They generally gave me the jobs that no one else could do. And among those was harnessing Niagara Falls. They gave me the job of...
Were you there on your honeymoon at the time?
Oh, no, my honeymoon was past. I had a full moon by that time.
You say you harnessed Niagara Falls? What sort of work did you do when you came to California?
Oh, I dabbled in real estate.
And did you make any money?
Oh, about $1,000 a day.
Really? $1,000 a day? What's...
7 days a week.
Is that so? You worked Sundays too, huh?
Oh, well, I tell you, I just worked all the time.
Say, I think you must have had a lot of money. How long did you keep on making this kind of dough?
Well, I kept on. I don't know when I would have stopped, but the crash came in 1929 and I lost every blooming thing I had.
Well, I wouldn't feel too bad about it. If you hadn't lost your money in the crash of 1929, you'd be wiped out in the taxes of 1952.
Right you are.
George, I can't get over how healthy and young you look. What's the secret? Do you have a drink occasionally?
Oh, no, I don't drink.
Do you smoke?
Oh, no. No.
You lead an exemplary life, huh?
Oh, I don't know about that particularly.
I'm afraid to ask the next question. Now, Mr. Bartlett, do you have any special philosophy you must have to be so successful? Could you tell us what it is?
I don't know particularly, but some years ago, I framed a little motto, which I have on my wall. The words were like this. God and I are partners in this business. God is owner, and I am steward. And I've tried to live up to that ever since.
Well, that's wonderful, Mr. Bartlett. I want to stretch your hand. If everybody in this world had a philosophy like that, everybody would live to be 700 years old.
Well, we wouldn't have so many wars anyway.
No, we certainly wouldn't. Well, I'd say both of you boys have successful futures. Now, good luck to both of you. Now you're going to play You Bet Your Life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $5,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The tree surgeon and his partner still lead with $316.25.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected observation test as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
About, we'll bet about 1950.
Oh, yes. I might just as well bet the $20 on that one.
Let's take 1999. We need it.
1999.
We can flip for the other.
All right, here we go. Whose likeness is on a 1 cent stamp?
Washington.
George Washington is right.
You're off to a great start. You have $39.99.
$39.99. How much you betting?
How much you betting?
33 cents for leaving.
All right. You're betting $39.96.
Wow.
Here we go. Is that all right with you, Mr.
That's
Bartlett?
Right. That's right.
How many rows of keys does the standard typewriter have?
Seven.
No.
Talk it over.
About.
One answer between you.
14.
How many rows? How many rows?
Oh, I see. Wait, can we have one more? One, two, three, four. Five rows.
One answer now.
Seven.
No. A, B, C. Five.
No, I'm sorry. It's four. You hit it, and then you strayed away from it. Well, that's a shame. How much have they got?
3 cents.
You've got three. All right, now you've got 3 cents. How much are you going to bet?
We'll risk it.
You're going to bet the three. The colors of the solar spectrum, as in a rainbow, are always in a definite order. What color is on top?
It's either red or blue. Which one's?
Blue.
One answer now.
Blue. He said
no, I'm sorry. Red. It's red. No, it's red. It's red. Well, you did better this way. Now, all right. Now they're broke.
They're broke.
Nobody leaves here broke. We're going to give you one more question for $25. You get this right, and I give you $25, and no helping, please. All right, you ready?
Ready.
In what city was the Boston Tea Party?
Boston.
Boston is right. Put it down, Mr. Bartlett. Put it down. Sorry.
Well, Groucho, this couple went broke, so that means that the tree surgeon has partnered with $316.25 in just a minute. Get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $5,500 question. You know, when you buy a used car, the reputation of the man who sells it is often as important as the car itself. When you deal with a reliable person, like a DeSoto Plymouth dealer, known and respected in the community, you can be confident you're going to get an honest dollar's worth. It will be a car that not only looks nice, but has many miles of good, faithful service in it. And that's what counts. Of course, a DeSoto Plymouth dealer has many makes and models to choose from, in every price range. In addition, he has some used cars that he knows particularly well, because he sold them originally, and to service them in his shop from the time they were brand new. So if you're in the market for a used car, now's a good time to buy. But here's a tip. Be sure to go where you'll get a fair and square deal, where you'll find the best used car values in town, to a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Here's the tree surgeon and his partner, the winning couple, Groucho, all set for the $5,500 DeSoto Plymouth question.
All right, here we go for $5,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. So think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. Shakespeare's famous Romeo and Juliet is the story of two feuding families. Romeo's last name was Montague. For $5,500, what was Juliet's family name? Walk it over. You have one answer between you now.
D'Artagnan?
No, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Capulet.
Capulet.
So that means the big question next week will be worth $6,000. That's the most money we ever had. Well, you lost the big money, but you won. How much did they win the quiz?
$316.25.
Well, congratulations. Thank and you. Thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $6,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see DeSoto Fire Don't Mate tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Make safe driving a habit. Check your car. Check accidents. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.